As the first Iditarod mushers close in on Nome, fans are following the race obsessively, and not just in Alaska. The race has followers around the country, and mushers' progress is sometimes tracked in elementary school classrooms. These days, it's also tracked in the halls of the U.S. Senate. One hallway, to be specific. Alaska Public Media's Liz Bruskin has this scene from just outside Senator Lisa Murkowski's door in the Hart office building.
It's just after lunch, and there's a crowd in the hallway leading to the offices of Murkowski and Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth. Right between their doors, Murkowski staffers have put a map of the Iditarod Trail. It's mounted on poster board sitting on an easel. A group from Chicago doesn't know what to make of this display with its neon arrows and a leaderboard with unfamiliar names.
So you guys have never heard of the Iditarod?
No.
No.
Huh?
Never.
No. Mm-hmm. Explain it.
They're from the National Association of Postal Supervisors, waiting to meet with Senator Duckworth. One of them knew something about the Iditarod.
Sled race dog race from one place to the other, yeah.
With a little explanation, the postal supervisors are intrigued. They ponder the map, showing Norwegian Jor Olsum is ahead.
How would you let someone come in from Norway? How does that happen?
That's what we're wondering.
Wow.
I've
never watched
that.
Yeah. How is that happening?
How does that happen?
How? That happened Monday on the Bering Sea ice, and it was right around the time Murkowski staffer Devin O'Brien took the poster board down to update it.
Excuse me?
O'Brien logged on to Iditarod.com and pulled up the GPS tracker. She noticed something curious. It looked like Nick Petit of Girdwood had hardly moved since the last update.
It looks like Yor is actually ahead. So I'll move his.
O'Brien would later learn this was a pivotal moment in Iditarod 2018, when Petit had gone off course and had to backtrack, giving the lead to the Norwegian. Murkowski Press Secretary Hannah Ray says the board builds camaraderie in the office.
Check it. Even now their offices are asking us about it, about, well, have you updated it today? Or what are the standings? People who probably didn't know anything about the Iditarod before this was out are buzzing about it.
Ray says she's talked to people who only know the story of the 1925 serum run to Nome through the animated movie Balto.
I had someone say that they had no idea that was a true story. And so to hear them coming and asking questions about Alaska history is really cool.
Murkowski's office says the map will be up until the last musher reaches Nome. Reporting from the Hart Senate office building in Washington, D.C., I'm Liz Ruskin.